Hey, so I've been thinking about people who have been reading things and while they get off and record it. Hysterical literature, I think it's called. And I want to do that. I don't think you're supposed to just do it. I think someone's supposed to challenge you, but I'm gonna do this anyway. But in a bit of a different way. Instead of reading something, I'm going to be doing jokes by my favorite comedian, the late great Mitch Hedberg, while at the same time using a couple different toys. And I have 40 of his finest jokes here, and I'm going to try to get through them all before I come or get overly distracted or just can't stop laughing. I have a problem with that anyway. And I'm going to count them off so we all know where I am. All right, let's do this. Oh God. This is gonna be a little harder than I thought. Number one. In England, Smokey the Bear is not the forest fire prevention representative. They have Smacky the Frog. It's a lot like a bear, but it's a frog. I think that's a better system. I think we should adopt it. Because bears can be mean, but frogs are always cool. Never has there been a frog hopping toward me, and I thought, man, I better play dead. Here comes that frog. I would never say, "Here comes that frog," in a nervous manner. It's always like, optimistic, like, hey, here comes that frog. All right. Maybe he will settle near me and I can pet him and put him in a mayonnaise jar with a stick and a leaf to recreate what he's used to. Oh my God. Number two. I like escalators. Because an escalator can never break. It can only become stairs. There would never be an escalator temporarily out of order sign. Only an escalator temporarily stairs. Sorry for the convenience. Number three. My friend asked me if I wanted a frozen banana, but I said no. But I want a regular banana later, so yeah. Number four. I find that a duck's opinion of me is very much influenced over whether I have bread. Oh my God. All right, I need to slow down. I'm only on number four. Fuck. Number five. I don't have a girlfriend. I just know a girl who would get really mad if she heard me say that. Number six. I order the club sandwich all the time, and I'm not even a member. I don't know how I get away with it. Number seven. You know, I'm sick of following my dreams, man. I'm just gonna ask where they're going and hook up with them later. Oh no, this one's long. Number eight. You know, when you go to a restaurant on the weekends, it's busy, so they start a waiting list. They start calling out names. They say, Dufresne, party of two. Table ready for Dufresne, party of two. And if no one answers, they'll say their name again, Dufresne, party of two. But then if no one answers, they'll just go right on to the next name, Bush, party of three. Yeah, but what happened to the Dufresnes? No one seems to care. Who can need it at a time like this? People are missing. You people are selfish. The Dufresnes are in someone's trunk right now, with duct tape over their mouth, and they're hungry. That's a double whammy. We need help. Bush, search party of three. You can eat once you find the Dufresnes. Oh my God. Number 9. I wrote a script and I gave it to a guy who reads scripts, and he said he read it and he said he really likes it, but he thinks I need to rewrite it. I said, fuck that. I'll just make a copy. Number 10. I want to hang a map of the world in my house. Then I'm going to put pins into all the locations I've traveled to. But first I'm going to have to travel to the top two corners of the map so it won't fall down. Number 11. I write jokes for a living, man. See, I sit in my hotel at night. I think of something funny, and then I get a pen and I write it down. Or if the pen's too far away, I have to convince myself that what I thought ain't funny. Fuck. Number 12. This is what my friend said to me. He said, I think the weather's trippy. And I said, no, man. It's not the weather that's trippy. Perhaps it's the way that we perceive the weather that is indeed trippy. Then I thought, man, I should have just said, yeah. Number 13. This one commercial said, forget everything you know about slipcovers. So I did. And it was a load off my mind. Then the commercial tried to sell slipcovers, but I didn't know what the fuck they were. Oh. Oh my God. Number 14. Dr. Scholl makes foot products, right? And he's a doctor, which means he went to school for a long time. But it doesn't take a lot to figure out that stepping on a cushion would be more comfortable. That fucker wasted lots of time at school, because I would have bought that shit from a Mr. Scholl. I'm glad there are breaks between each one of these, so I can get it together. Oh my God. Oh my God. I gotta slow down. Okay. Number 15. Mr. Pibb is the replica of Dr. Pepper, but it's a bullshit replica because dude didn't even get his degree. And number 16. I like rice. Rice is great if you want to eat 2,000 of something. Oh God. Number 17. I got some tartar control toothpaste. I still got tartar, but that shit's under control. Number 18. Fuck. Fuck. Shit. Shit. No, 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 no. Okay. Oh, where was I? Number 18. I don't have a microwave oven, but I do have a clock that occasionally cooks shit. Number 19. I like refried beans. That's why I want to try fried beans. Because maybe they're just as good and we're not wasting time. Number 20. I think Pringles' initial intention was to make tennis balls. But on the day that the rubber was supposed to show up, a big truckload of potatoes arrived. And Pringles is a laid-back company, so they said, fuck it, cut them up. Oh my God. Gotta slow down. Fuck. 21. Is a hippopotamus a hippopotamus or a really cool apotamus? Number 22. My apartment is infested with koala bears. It's the cutest infestation ever. Way better than cockroaches. When I turn on the light, a bunch of koala bears scatter, and I don't want them to. I'm like, hey, hold on, fellas. Let me hold one of you. Oh, fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh, no. Okay. Number 23. Wearing a turtleneck is like being strangled by a really weak guy all damn day. Number 24. I opened up a yogurt. It said, please try again. Because they were having a contest I was not aware of. But I thought I might have opened the yogurt wrong. Number 25. I haven't slept for 10 days because that would be too long. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, shit. Fuck. Oh, my God. Slow down, slow down, Number 26. I can read minds, but it's pointless because I'm illiterate. Oh, fuck. Number 27. I think Bigfoot is actually blurry. That's the problem. It's not the photographer's fault. Number 28. I was going to get a candy bar. The button I was supposed to push was HH, so I went to the side. I found the H button. I pushed it twice. Fucking potato chips came out, man, because they had an HH button. For Christ's sake, you need to let me know. Nine. If you're watching a parade, make sure you stand in one spot. Don't follow it. It never changes. And if the parade is boring, run in the opposite direction. You will fast forward the parade. Oh, no. No. Oh, slow down. Number 30. I like when they say that a movie was inspired by a true story, because that's weird. It means the movie is not true. It was just inspired by a true story. Hey, Mitch, did you hear that story about that lady who drove her children into the river and they all drowned? Yes, I did, and that inspired me to write a movie about a gorilla. Number 31. I bought a donut and they gave me a receipt for the donut. I don't need a receipt for the donut. Man, I'll just give you the money, then you give me the donut. End of transaction. We don't need to bring ink and paper into this. I just can't imagine a scenario where I'd have to prove that I bought a donut. Oh, fuck, 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 fuck. Oh, God. Number 32. I walked by a dry cleaner at 3 a.m. The sign said, sorry, we're closed. You don't have to be sorry. It's 3 a.m. and you're a dry cleaner. It would be ridiculous for me to expect you to be open. I'm not going to walk in at 10 a.m. and say, hey, I walked by at 3. You guys were closed. Somebody owes me an apology. Number 33. You know there's a fishing show on TV? They catch the fish, but they let it go. They don't want to eat the fish, but they do want to make it late for something. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. 34. I saw a lady on TV. She was born without arms, literally. She was born with her hands attached to her shoulders, and that was sad. But then they said, Lola does not know the meaning of the word can't. And that to me was actually kind of worse, in a way. Not only does she not have arms, but she doesn't understand. She doesn't understand simple contractions. Thirty-five. Whenever I walk, people try to hand me out flyers. And when people try to hand me out a flyer, it's kind of like they're saying, here, you throw this away. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. No. Wait. Just a little bit longer. Oh. Fuck. Number 36. When we were on acid, we would go into the woods because when you're in the woods tripping, there's a less likely chance you'll run into an authority figure. But we ran into a bear. That was even more of a buzzkill. Number 37. It's against regulations for Subway to sell just the bun. I guess the two halves aren't supposed to touch. So I said, all right, we'll put some lettuce on it, which they did. They said it would be $1.75. I said it's for a duck. They said, all right, then it's free. See, I did not know that ducks eat for free at Subway. Had I not known that, I would have ordered a much larger sandwich. Let me have the steak fajita sub, but don't bother ringing it up. It's for a duck. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, fuck. Number 38. I saw a band in L.A., and the band was having an off night, and some people started throwing tomatoes at the band. I thought, who would throw a tomato at a band? That's bad. But then I thought, who would bring a tomato to a show? That's even worse. Okay. Number 39. Some companies like to spell out words so you can call them up and remember their name. But they use too many letters because they can't edit it. Give us a call at 1-800. I love brand new carpet. And the last one. One time, I had a Jack and Coke. It had a lime in it. Fuck. And I saw that the lime was floating. That's good news, man. The next time I'm in a boat and it capsizes, I will reach for a lime. Oh, fuck, thank God. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, I can come now. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Oh, oh, my God. Oh, oh, God. Oh, oh, God. Yes. Oh, my God. Ah. Oh my God. Well, if anybody's still here, if anybody's stuck with me till the end, hope you had fun. I did. Bye.